Hello, my name is Matthias Schönian and I would like to welcome you on behalf of all being involved. Silent Moves is an acoustic archipelago consisting of voices and sounds that extends over a part of the Berlin district of Lichtenberg. The term sound archipelago refers on the one hand to the fact that the audio files are distributed like islands in the district area, and on the other hand, you, the listeners, are the ones who connect the islands with your own route. You are the ones who set out, move and give meaning to what you will hear. The process of creating Silent Moves leads into my own past. I was born in the GDR at the beginning of the 1980s. I grew up in a small town about 100 kilometers northwest of Berlin. There, I had my first contact with people from Vietnam after the fall of the Berlin Wall. But all people around me named them Fidschis, a deprecative noun. We lived opposite of the department store and they sold toys from the West that they had spread out on a blanket in front of them. My parents bought me a walkie-talkie set. In the year 2000, I moved to east of Berlin and I was surprised how many people from Vietnam lived there. I remember wondering why they only worked in such precarious jobs. Above all, I saw them in Spätverkauf shops, Chinese snack bars, flower shops and low-priced textile shops. Individuals sold cigarettes on the S-Bahn station. At the same time, I found it strange that I couldn't think of any politicians or public known engaged people with Vietnamese roots. A few years later, I became interested in my own background. Until then, I was also rather uncomfortable when I had to say where I came from. I started to be interested in GDR history and the time after the fall of the wall. I was interested in the different conditions and hopes with which people from the East fell into the capitalist West and either learned to swim or drown. The Wende, the change, as a traumatic experience that makes one believe that something has been lost, is a narrative that I have repeatedly found evidence for in my hometown, here in Berlin, with myself and others. Accompanying the glimpses into my own past, the news about right-wing extremist acts of violence mingled, about the NSU, about the Freital Group, about Chemnitz, and the countless attacks on people who look and think differently. They brought back to life the images of racist riots in Hoyerswerda and Rostock-Lichtenhagen in the beginning of the 1990s. I asked myself how the state authorities of the GDR and, after the fall of communism, those of the Federal Republic of Germany dealt with Vietnamese migrants, how people from Germany dealt with the so-called foreigners, and what strategy immigrants developed to survive and to find their way in these conditions. I wanted to know how the events before, during and after the fall of communism were perceived by the former Vietnamese contract workers and whether there was any possibility of talking together about the divided / shared history and what could point to a common future today.
Hi, as another contributor to this project, I would also like to briefly introduce myself to you. My name is Thi Le and I'm a bachelor student of Asian and African Area Studies at Berlin's Humboldt University. I was born in 1991 in a little village in northern Germany and grew up in a small town nearby. I belong to the so-called second generation of the Vietnamese diaspora. My first generation parents, both formerly contract workers in the GDR, lived in Leipzig and Berlin until German reunification in 1990. As for so many other contract workers at the time, the collapse of the GDR meant that they would face a precarious existence in the reunited Federal Republic. They applied for asylum, which to most Vietnamese contract workers was not granted. And yet, like many others, they managed to remain in Germany. The time in the GDR, and especially the existentially precarious time post-reunification, was never openly discussed in my family. My questions regarding my parents' past only led to confusion on their part. Why dig up the past? Why do you want to know that? Our communication was made especially difficult by the fact that my knowledge of the Vietnamese language was never sufficient to connect to my parents on a deeper level. As would become clear to me over the course of this project, most second-generation children face similar issues. In 2015, I decided to take up my current area studies and try to delve deeper into Vietnamese migration history, specifically that of the diaspora in Germany. What interested me most about this project was how individuals negotiate and articulate memory and history, and how they are transmitted across generations. How history forms and reinforces identity, and how institutions deal with memories and stories.
For Silent Moves, we have conducted many interviews and linked them to places of experienced history. The interviews are shortened, but they remain uncommented. We now wish you a good time in Lichtenberg, and we hope that you will have nice encounters. Start with a place and with the audio files you would like to start with.